Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear what I'm thinking?
Hey! Welcome to Game Classy. I am your host, Joe, and with me, as always, is the Thorn Oaken Shield to my Bilbo Baggins, Steve. Hey, Steve, remember how awesome...
I'll have war.
Remember how
Dude, that's fucked up. The trailer. I've watched the trailer...
Like 16 times?
Well, no.
More?
I watched the trailer like 2 or 3 times a day.
You're just like, I can't help it.
I have the entirety of the trailer. Like, it's like, here comes the war goats.
The war goats.
Yeah. Dude, they got war goats.
I know they have war goats.
Sweet.
What's his face that Billy Connolly's playing Dane?
Dane.
You got the Dane. Remember how awesome The Hobbit is, Steve?
I got Dane.
Yeah,
I love The Hobbit.
Yeah. You remember how people who don't like The Hobbit are stupid?
I mean, people are entitled to their own opinions, Joe.
No, not that opinion. I'll give you opinions about a lot of things. Like, we disagree on a lot of things.
Most everything.
Like, you know, I still like, I'll play Mass Effect, the new one, when it comes out, or Dragon Age Inquisition.
I won't touch a BioWare game.
You wouldn't touch a BioWare game in a million years. I still think that Games Workshop can be saved somehow. You believe that it should be nuked from orbit.
I mean, I'd be more than happy to see them saved, but that's not going to happen.
Yes.
But you think there's still a chance.
Yeah.
I think there's no chance.
I see redemption.
Yes, exactly.
Like some sort of movie thing, you know, it's like.
Yeah, well, Games Workshop's in the pulpit, and yeah. I'm standing above it, and I'm just like, I find thee lacking and guilty.
Something dark side.
And you're in the corner, you're like, no, stop. Do not sentence them yet. I sense light in the darkness. I'll go on a quest. Like, I will take him. And I'm like, very well, but they are your responsibility.
That's pretty much exactly it. But there's one thing that we agree on. It's The Hobbit.
Well, I mean just Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings in general. It's amazing.
Yeah.
People who think otherwise are dumb, in my opinion. You're going to be the gassy one today.
That was nice.
I was the gassy one last week. Last podcast 2 weeks ago.
That was nice. I was gonna get up and fart directly into the mic, but because you have the boom thing on here, I realized I would just smell my fart the entire rest of the time.
Yep.
Which I don't think would have been ideal.
Yep. Pretty much.
Although maybe I could have waited for the perfect moment for while I'm smelling the fart in the mic, I could have waited for the perfect moment for you to like get, if you had to get up or something, then I could swap them real quick, and then you'd have the fart smell in your face, and that would be sweet.
Yeah. Completely.
It would be awesome.
Fart smell. It's a wonderful thing.
Fart smell.
Farts. All right. Wow, this podcast is starting off amazing. All right.
My watermelon was delicious, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I had to sit. Just like I had to sit through last podcast, Steve playing fucking Hex for 20 minutes. I had to sit here and watch him eating watermelon.
It was super good.
In silence as we just stared at each other, like, very intently.
I sang a little song about my watermelon.
You did. That's because only when you were finished with your watermelon.
Right. But it's still a song about my watermelon.
All right.
Wolf Chariot.
Wolf Chariot. That thing was so stupid.
Yep. Oh. It is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Someone was complaining that, they're complaining about Space Wolves. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm going to complain about Space Wolves. Space Wolves are stupid.
Fuck complaining about Space Wolves or whatever. I'm just complaining about this model. It is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
No. The fucking Bloodletter Gun Chariot thing.
The Bloodletter Gun Chariot is amazing compared to this thing.
No way.
The Bloodletter Gun Chariot is the best model in the fucking world compared to the Logan Grimnar Scooty Puff.
No. The Bloodletter Gun Chariot, it takes the place of Captain Cortez when it comes to the worst model of all time.
No way. This is now the worst model of all time. Actually, this one is working hard against the Chaos Dragon plane, because the Dragon plane is unbelievably miserable. Yeah. This one's in contention with that for me.
I'm still going to go with the Blood Cannon Chariot thingy of Ass Doom.
That thing's nowhere near as shitty as this.
So, speaking of Games Workshop and the light in the darkness, I know you wanted to wait till the end because you have a joke that you're going to say.
No, the joke was like, we just don't talk about it.
Oh, we just don't
talk
about it.
At the end.
We just mention it.
At the end, yeah, we just mention it.
All right.
Very briefly. Like, that would have been funny.
But I think this is, it's huge news because it's like, once again, it's the light in the darkness, as I say, as you sit there as Ronan the Accuser. You know, ready to smash the head of Games Workshop. I'm sitting there, no! Tom Kirby stepped down as CEO.
Term Kirby.
So, Steve, as I'm saying, if you measure the strength of a podcast based on this number of viewers, only on this number of viewers, we didn't have a good year. But Games Workshop apparently had an amazing year if you don't judge a company on the money it makes.
Yes.
Tom Kirby, for those who don't know, like, I'm familiar with it just because I know a lot of the people who work for Games Workshop, and I know a lot of the people who are higher-ups who got fired over the years, who were salty, along with a lot of other people. So they like to spill the dirty secrets to me. Tom Kirby was the current CEO. He's also the primary shareholder of Games Workshop. He, after this terrible, terrible year, stepped down as CEO.
It was a rambling and incoherent preamble.
Oh, my God, it was awful. But the nice thing is that Tom Kirby was pretty much the number one reason why Games Workshop started to suck. The number one reason. There's lots of reasons, but he was the number one reason. He took over as chairman in 2007, which was where you can directly pinpoint the moment that game started to blow. I mean, seriously, you can. Like, you think about it, 2007? Yep, that's pretty much when the game started to suck.
Yeah.
And so he's gone. So who knows what that's going to be. It could be they could pick someone else. They could just be Tom Kirby with a fake mustache coming in there. He's like, no, my name is Tom Turby.
Turby.
Turby!
That'd be fun to
Tom
say.
Turby comes in with his mustache and his big, you know, stovepipe hat. He's like, yeah, Games Workshop is mine. He's tying a Sister of Battle to a fucking railroad track waiting for it to go over. But no, It's pretty big news because of how bad their year was. And, you know, I still say a lot of that has to do with EA. Not EA.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
I was listening to the Retro Video Game Review podcast earlier.
Pat's Retro Video Game Review podcast.
Did he tell you about this?
Tell me about what? Tell you about what?
Oh, okay. I'll tell you in a little bit.
No, I was saying you said the name wrong. It's Pat's Retro Video Game Review podcast.
I'll have a story to share with you as soon as I finish this thought. Well, not EA. Who was the one who had all the Games Workshop IP? For video games.
And THQ.
And they broke up, which meant that there was no
They
went out of business. And they sold off all the IP. So there was no money coming in from that revenue stream. And so I think that was part of the reason they took such a dive this year. But aside from that, I just hope they get someone good in
there. They got the Fantasy Flight licensing, at least.
Yeah. But, I mean, how much does that make them? I think, like, what, a quarter? Something like that.
It's a quarter.
Yeah. Whatever, but the it's pretty big news, and I think you could see a giant turnaround from that in terms of actual play. We might actually get some good games, maybe some good rule sets, because you know 8th edition of 40K is going to come out next year, so it'll be all good.
I thought you meant next month.
Oh yeah, well next month, yeah, new edition. This just has one. You open it up, there's one page of rules, and it just says, do whatever the fuck you want.
It's a gigantic book and it's empty.
Yeah. No. It's 600 pages, but 599 of them are just splash pages of studio painted figures.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
Retail price, $99.99.
Three books. No, Pat gave me a call yesterday and he was like, I had to call you because I couldn't tell you this over text message. It's too complicated of a story. Apparently, he got a call from someone wanting to quote him in an article about retro video games. And they're like, well, the person who's doing it is like, I listen to Game Class, and they always talk about the Pat's Retro Video Game Review podcast.
Yes!
And he's like, well, that's not technically the name. It's Play On. And he goes, Joe just never, it always refuses to say it correctly. It's like, I don't refuse to say it.
That's fantastic.
I just forget that it's called Play On. I always want to call it Game On, but it's not Game On. He goes, Joe, it hasn't been Game On for 43 podcasts.
It's been the Pat's Retro Video Game Review podcast.
Yeah, I know. It made me laugh really hard, but that's so I guess someone who's listens to our podcast out in Connecticut is writing an article on retro video game reviews or retro video games. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. It made me laugh really hard.
That's a really good story.
Cuz I think Pat was like broken. His heart broke in his chest like something out of like The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, like you see that little thing go in front of his heart, and just like a big crack forms in it and falls, splits in half.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
He's too busy talking about Street Fighter to be upset.
Nah. Nah, nothing gets Pat down.
Nothing gets Pat down. I'm gonna hold.
Nothing gonna break his stride. Nothing gonna bring Pat down. Oh no.
Got to keep moving. All right. So the only other thing that I really wanted to bring up this podcast, which is gonna leave us with about 45 minutes of empty dead air.
Sweet. We should just stare at each other. Just breathe into the mics. See how everyone listens.
It's so vulgar.
We can click on our phones like, what do we got going on here?
No, the Gates of Antares beta rules. I got them in.
It's a beyond game. The Gates of Antares.
I like how someone mentioned that every time they see Beyond the Gates of Antares, they have to sing along with it.
That's right. It's
true. I do too.
If I have time when that game launches, I'll make a full like 80s theme song for it.
You know, I don't want an 80s theme song. I want like a straight up John Williams.
No, that thing is the most 80s looking game ever. It is Poop Men.
It is the Poop Men.
The Poop Men. Are the Poop Men strong on the tabletop?
They are. Not gonna lie. No, I signed up for the beta test because I'm very interested in seeing. I wanted more than actually playing the game. I really wanted to see the way the rule set worked because I'm in love with the bolt action rule set because it's quick, it's easy, it's fast. I don't have to sit there and pore over like 8,000 pages of charts to figure out how something works.
It urinates directly into your hands, not your mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. Just like it's like I cut my hands.
Yeah, that's the way you like.
Yeah, like it, like in the movie Dune. Like when they get from the fountain, yes. That's what it's like.
Spice.
Well, no, the water. Cause I know. Yeah. it's water's life.
I've seen the movie Dune.
Bene Gesserit and all that fun stuff.
I've seen the movie Dune.
You have?
Yes. David Lynch.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's not the best. It does have Sting, though.
It does have Sting.
In that like weird like pants thing.
Well, it's underwear. Thing. Yeah. The Sting wear.
Stingwear.
The Sting. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And Baron Harkonnen, who's like flying and like, that movie's weird.
It is weird. It was directed by David Lynch. Of course, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, David Lynch wasn't always a weird guy. He was a weird guy, but he wasn't always weird.
I mean, did you ever see his first movie?
What, Eraserhead?
Eraserhead?
Yeah.
Well, he was pretty weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that he was always weird.
I won't disagree with it. But, you know, he was originally tapped for Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, David Lynch was tapped for a lot of things that he didn't end up doing, which probably was to the detriment of Saul.
Yeah. That would have been great if David Lynch was in Return of the Jedi.
Amazing film.
When Luke goes into the Black Lodge, sees Vader. No, I'm true, but Luke, yeah. Twin Peaks reference. I don't know if you've ever seen
Everyone that. Starts talking like Yoda, and then Yoda is the only person who talks normal. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's the change. Yes, I've seen Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is fantastic.
Some damn fine
Who
pie.
Who killed Laura Palmer?
All right. So, the Gates of Antares. I wanted to give just a basic idea of the beta set. Great rule set. What I like about it, what makes it different than pretty much all other, most other games that that you're going to play, like sci-fi games, I don't think it's a 40K killer. But what I do like about it more than 40K is that there's constant motion in your units. So like bolt action, you have the dice pull mechanic. So let's say I got 10 units, you got 10 units, right? We each get one die in the bag for those 10 units. Put them in the bag. You know, like I'll have blue dice, you have red dice. After we pick a die out of the bag, whatever color it is, that's whose unit gets to go. And then we pull another one out. And so I might get three pulls in a row and you might get two pulls in a row and go back and forth like that or go 1-1-1-1. It's so that we're always having to pay attention and keep playing. Unlike 40K, where it's like 15 minutes of me doing all of my stuff, then 15 minutes of you doing all of your stuff. Does that make sense? So it's very fast that way. I like that.
Right. It's alternating, non-alternating actions.
Yeah. But like 40K, and unlike bolt action, your units have stat lines. Because you're dealing with alien races. So the poop men have different stat lines than the guys who are obviously Turians from Mass Effect. So,
I saw the Turians. I was like, those are Turians.
Those are Turians. The weird things that I don't like that it uses a D10 system for rolling leadership. I'm like, a D10? What the fuck is this? Why am I...
Maybe they thought they were writing a White Wolf game.
Could be. They also had,
Are there any pictures of vampires in pasty makeup in the book?
Well, no, not really, but there could be in the future. They have also weird dice. They use D4s for certain things, and like, I'm just like,
nice.
That's just it. It comes a problem because you don't have like a lot of tons of D10s on hand. So if you lose your fucking,
I do.
Well, I have like three or four, but I mean, it's not like the difference between D10s and D6s at my house is like a 1-1,000 ratio. Like, oh, I got to go play this game. I need a bunch of D6s. I could just reach my hand into my bucket full of D6s and pull out a scoopful and do that. Well, I got to like, oh, I want to play Antares. Oh, where are my D10s? Oh, fuck.
I have the Boxo dice. It's just like completely full of all varieties of dice.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you're just eyeing it. You'll pull a D12 instead of a D10 and you're fucked.
I would never do that, Steve. I would never make that mistake.
No, you could tell it by just smell.
I could tell just by touching it. There's no way I would make that mistake.
I could tell by smell, Steve. It smells like D12s in here.
No, you just claimed that you would make the mistake.
I know. I would completely make the mistake.
I'm a dice master.
You are a dice master.
I would never play Dice Masters because it's stupid.
Yes, it is. It's not a 40K killer for a couple different reasons. One, I don't give a shit about the Antares IP yet.
Nothing's a 40K killer. 40K is going to kill itself.
Yes. It'll commit ritual seppuku. Seppuku. Harry
Carey. In the name of the Emperor.
In the name of the Emperor. Take a chainsword to the gut. Everything spills out.
Yeah.
Mainly because, I don't give a shit about any of the IP with Antares. Like,
you don't care about the Poopmen?
I don't care about the Poopmen. I don't care about the Pseudo-Turians. And that's, I think, part of the problem is, like, I just don't care about any of these races or so. And so nothing makes me want to play any of those figures. I'd much rather substitute generic sci-fi stuff or something in place of these figures that they're trying to sell me. Okay, that's one. Two, Warlord Games has a terrible, terrible relationship with getting shit to the USA. It is so hard to get their stuff in to the US because they consider themselves a boutique company. So they don't have a shit ton of people working there. They don't have a lot. It takes forever to get anything overseas. Like, sometimes I order something from them and it takes a month and a half to come in. And it's just ridiculous.
My flame tank didn't show up in time.
I don't buy flame
tanks. I'm going to lose the big tournament.
I'm going to lose the tournament. No way. Yes. I'm gonna bring up Panzer IV and just dominate. Pay 300 points for it. But aside from that fact, and the other thing with Antares is just, I don't know. Like, the rule set's solid. It's a solid rule set, and I think that if you stripped away all of their, like, lame IP from it, I think you could build something really cool
for
it.
But they got Mustache Man.
They do have Mustache Man.
Which is Taut Firm Buttocks.
Hans Nairobi, or whatever his name is.
I don't know. All I know is he has a taut buttocks, and he has a really nice mustache.
Yes, he does, and a bald head. Kind of like Jesse the Body Ventura, circa 1985.
Yeah.
So I just feel like that it'll never really take off. The only thing that it has really going for it is its platoon-level combat in a tabletop
game.
And it has poop men.
Like, that's kind of going for it.
Yeah. You hate the poop men.
Dude, the poop men are the worst fucking thing.
But you love talking about the poop men.
The poop men. Like, I hope that game becomes poop men versus poop men.
Poop men versus poop men.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, what arm did you bring? Well, I brought the poop men. And they're like, oh, man, I brought the poop men. And they look around at the tournament, and they're like, everyone brought poop men. And the entire tournament, every player brought the poop men army.
Well, they only have, like, six figures up for the game right now.
Well, everyone's got their three poop men figures.
Jesus. Oh, well.
This entire tournament is made of poop men.
You know what I hope? I hope the fact that we talked about this game so early in comparison to probably other podcasts. I don't listen to other fucking gaming podcasts because they all blow. But since we're talking about it so damn early that our nomenclature for the figures takes off. And so people start referring to them as the poop men.
They look like poop. They look like guys covered in poop.
They do look like guys covered in poop. They don't look like poop.
Yeah, it looks like if you were to have a giant guy sitting under some sort of gigantic animal that poops in cubes or spheres and just let it cascade down upon them.
Perhaps like a goat or a large rabbit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or a wombat. They poop in cubes.
Cubes, yeah.
And you would just let that cascade down upon your backside and then just rest and let the poop settle. And then crustify. That's it. That's what they look like.
Poopman. Yeah.
Poopman.
Poopman.
And I would definitely paint them flesh tone in the front and just straight like brown and green on the back.
Yeah. I mean, that's your standard paint scheme anyway for most of your figures.
So good.
So good. All right.
And maybe a little Ard coat in some of the crevices.
So that's about all I have to talk about for today.
No, but it's just Ard coat, I swear.
It's just Ard coat. So, yeah. Want to talk about The Hobbit for the next 40 minutes and how awesome The Hobbit is.
Love The Hobbit, so good.
Actually, I brought out the Legend of the Battle of the Five Armies box set.
Did you look at it? And then did you blow the dust off of it?
I did.
And then put it back on the shelf.
I did all of that stuff.
I think I'm gonna get the Battle of Five Armies from Ares Games.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's probably gonna be a plan.
Wait, Ares Games is what? Like just a retailer?
They are a manufacturing company. They make video or the big board games.
Oh, is it? So it's not the Games Workshop Battle 5 Armies.
No, it's still,
okay. It's a different Battle 5 Armies.
Yes,
game.
Yes. It's they make Battle 5 Armies. They make War of the Ring.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah,
they picked up the Wings of War license, I guess.
But it's not as cool as the straight up War Masters.
It's pretty fucking awesome. Yeah,
but it's not as cool as War Masters.
Well, it's not a miniatures game. It's a board game.
I know.
So, it has some nice components, and I'll probably end up just painting them.
Yeah. By the way, It's weird that you mentioned this. They're doing a Sons of Anarchy board game.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fucking what the fuck?
They did a Spartacus board game.
Yeah, but the Spartacus.
They did a Firefly board game.
Yeah, and the Spartacus board game, top notch, great fucking game. Firefly is a great game if you want to take everything that you love about the show Firefly and throw it out the window and make a game about smuggling.
It's gotten to the point where I just don't fuck it. Like, I hate Firefly now.
No, I still like it. It's like, for me,
it's getting bad. I'm just like, I would not. Like, I never want to watch it because I fucking see Firefly all the time.
You can't be dissuaded by fandom because right now
I disagree. I think you can.
We live in an era where fans take things to unacceptable levels. Like, you don't need to do this in this day and age.
That was a very old man comment.
I think it's a progressive comment. You can't take things to the extreme that some people take it to nowadays. It's part of the reason why I still like Doctor Who, but I hate everything having to do with Doctor Who outside of the show.
Mm-mm.
I can't go on forums. I can't go on anything because I can't stand the people.
Those are your people.
They're not my people.
If you like Doctor Who, those are your people.
You're a racist, sir. Grouping everyone together. But Sons of Anarchy, what the hell? It's like a Breaking Bad board game.
That would sell a lot as well.
It would sell huge because people like can't differentiate between the fact of like, hey, it's a good TV show. It's going to translate well into a board game. No, it will not translate well into a board game.
You could always just make a Breaking Bad game like Splendor, and instead of making it gems, you just make it different drugs.
You make it different colors of the crystal meth.
Yeah, or like different drugs or whatever, or like guns. Like one is a gun, and like,
I hope to God
you have to buy things with. Yeah, you could just take a good game and you just reskin it.
Well, yeah. So I'm assuming that there's someone listening to this right now going, "Hey."
I mean, that's what Steve Jackson Games does. Like, they made one game, and they've managed to take that one game and sell it as like 50 different SKUs. I'm talking about Munchkin.
I was
going to
say Breaking Bad Munchkin.
Yeah, Breaking Bad Munchkin.
Breaking Munchkin, Munchkin Bad.
There's infinite fucking Munchkin. And now there's a Munchkin crossover. As you were talking about how you like Love Letter,
yeah.
There's going to be Munchkin Loot Letter.
Oh. Love Letter's a good game.
Eh.
Eh. I think it's a good game.
Eh.
It's definitely not a hardcore gamer game.
Eh.
It's a good party game.
Eh, I was not impressed by it.
Of course you weren't. Name one game you've been impressed with by the last year.
Coup?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Coup's a good one.
You never talked about that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's until next week where you're like, nah, I'm done with Coup.
Nah. It's, The Lord of the Rings LCG.
Yeah, you were impressed by the Lord of the Rings
Huge
LCG.
Huge boner. I actually bought everything for the game.
Yeah, well, you like playing it by yourself.
It's awesome. It's actually a great solo play experience. And I've, played it with
forever people, alone.
I mean, it's like playing a video game, except you get to use cards instead of a console.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
I don't really see the difference, other than like the Lord of the Rings game is probably more fun than most console games.
My problem is with Lord of the Ring card games, like a solo game like that, I'd feel compelled to cheat to win.
It's hilarious. You just like you look around like. And you just like shuffle something back into the deck.
You're like you lay down like you pull like your cards and you're just like, oh, this hand sucks. Well, I'm just gonna fix this.
It was like, hang on, I gotta look for. I gotta wait. Yes, this is the ideal opening hand. And you look around, make sure no one saw. It's also pretty good to the two players versus the game as well. But yeah, that game's awesome. Fucking amazing game. Right. Coup is fun.
Okay. But anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, Steve Jackson games, and then we were talking about...
Yeah, no, you were saying I was impressed by any game. So.
Well, no, I'm going back further to what we were originally talking about.
Oh, yes, Steve Jackson reskinning and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's because it's I don't know. I don't... Board games that are based off of, like, popular, you know, IP, it's kind of weird to me. Because sometimes it hits and sometimes it misses. But I automatically put those type of games into their own separate category. Like, I don't even look at some of those games like the Uncharted game or the Bioshock game or Assassin's Creed board game. But I've heard, like, great things about the Assassin's Creed board game. I've heard good things about the Bioshock
The difference between all the newer, I guess, the newer wave of licensed games is they're now being licensed by smaller game companies that are actual game companies. They're not being licensed by, like, Hasbro, who's like, make a little Carl Weathers figure and fucking call it the Rocky game. And it's the Rocky game, but it only comes with a Carl Weathers.
Steve, I would buy that game.
But it only comes with Carl Weathers.
Hello, little Carl Weathers.
You just, like, put him in your shirt.
Yeah.
Like,
carry around my Carl Weathers.
In your front pocket. Yeah. You're like, this is my Carl Weathers.
Yeah. Actually, I have a Carl Weathers.
Get yourself a stew going.
I have a Carl Weathers action figure at work, so it's okay.
Nice.
From the short relived Rocky action figure series. What the hell was that? First of all, I don't even think that was the song. And second of all, you were punching, but your fists were like upside down while you're punching.
That is not the song. That's the there's just the overarching like musical score, and that's what that song was.
I know that score. I don't think that was that score.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You gonna punch some meat later?
I probably wasn't from Rocky 1. It was probably from like Rocky 2 or 3.
Yes. Oh no. You know what I wanted to talk about? The WizKids fucking
asses and how much you like to tongue them.
Yes, the dragon thing. I'm doing the dragon motion with my hands.
Attack what?
Attack what?
Attack what? That's what I've just tried to call that game because I can't figure out how it's coming out.
So, okay, I like the attack wing system. The Star Wars, the Star Trek one. Both those games are pretty solid.
The Facebook page doesn't.
The Facebook page hates everything. They hate The Hobbit, so all of their opinions, invalidated, in my opinion, at least. So the Attack Wing, they're doing it with Dungeons & Dragons. WizKids is putting it out there with their pre-painted ass minis. But instead of, okay, so X-Wing came out. X-Wing was done by Fantasy Flight Games. It's a beautiful fucking game. Every single piece that comes out for
it's
that game.
It's the number two miniatures game in the world.
Everything that
number one still 40K. Don't worry. Don't worry, fanboys. Number one still 40K. But number
what?
Two, number two is X-Wing, and number three is Star Trek. Four and five are War Machine Hordes.
Sorry. The fucking, all the figures are gorgeous. They're well done. All the components are beautiful. Then the license went to WizKids, and they did Star Trek. Okay, so the WizKids just took their pre-painted plastics that they had for the other Star Trek game that no one ever bought. Or Star Trek's Hero Collection, or whatever it was, and just pop those on a different base. So the minis are awful, but the system was still pretty good. They also added a component where it was like, we're going to release specialized figures and dice that you can only get if you play in tournaments. And I'm like, I don't want to play against these assholes. I know. Steve loves it. He loves it. Loves every part of it.
Yes.
But I was still okay with it because I was like, you know what? You're still getting, like, I can't get my completest bullshit that
I
like.
Do you have Deep Space Nine?
No, I do not have Deep Space Nine.
Have you seen Deep Space Nine? It's fucking gigantic.
I know. Did you ever finish watching Deep Space Nine?
No, I haven't.
It's a great fucking show.
Soon enough. Someone's hours changed, so we'll be watching it a lot more.
Isn't it a great show?
It's an amazing show.
Yes. I don't know. I'm rewatching Next Gen right now. Nice. So.
Next Gen's also super good.
Imzadi. Have you remember what I taught you?
Imzadi.
Fucking that shit. That first season is so fucking terrible.
The first season is rough.
It is. Rough.
Worf looks really fucking weird.
Oh, that one where Q gives Riker the powers of a Q and they're on that planet.
I love that episode. I don't need your fantasy women. That episode's fucking great. There's a few first season episodes that are awesome. Like the first episode's really good.
Oh, yeah. Counter Farpoint is fucking brilliant. Yeah,
the big jellyfish.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
That's an awesome episode. Yeah. Two-parter.
Well, I mean, like the best thing about that show is like a lot of people when they say they don't like Star Trek, they always bring up like the sci-fi parts about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not really why you watch Star Trek. Like, Star Trek's not, like, yes, yeah, Star Trek has technology and
it's
spaceships
about
and
the
lasers.
Human experience.
But that's not the point of Star Trek. The point of Star Trek is the content of the episodes, not the window dressing, which would be the spaceships and lasers. Yeah. Unlike Star Wars, which is all style and no substance.
Yes.
And their style is pretty fucking mediocre.
But Steve. Hold me, Steve, like you did at Naboo, when all there was our love.
There was only our love before this war.
Yeah. I hate sand.
You did the
it's coarse.
It's coarse and gets in everything. You should have scratched his balls when he said that.
His ass crack.
Oh. Goddamn sand. I killed them. All of them.
But Star Trek. So WizKids, instead of copying what they did with Star Trek, which is, as you said, the number three minis game right now, they decided, hey, you know what we're going to fucking do? Blind boxes.
So no, that's not right.
No, it is. If you look on their website.
The prizes.
No. If you look on their website.
You can go to Miniature Market right now and you can buy whatever. You can pre-order every single Attack Wing Dungeons & Dragons miniature.
I don't know. From what I saw on the Dungeons & Dragons website.
It's very poorly fucking written.
Whatever.
That's why I'm calling it Attack. What?
What?
Because people don't.
We have no idea what's going on.
Because from. So, okay. So the way the game's been solicited.
Yes. You work for retail and for a distributor.
I work in the industry.
Yeah, you can probably describe
this. So the way
better.
This thing has been solicited is there's the game, there's the core game, comes with three dragons, and like a couple ground troops, and then there's all of the miniatures.
Yes.
That is all that's being sold.
Period. Okay.
That's it. So this blind box thing, I don't know if it's gonna be. It's probably going to be like how they do what they do for HeroClix, because what they do for HeroClix is instead of having the busted tournament figure like that you just get for winning the tournament.
Yeah.
They now have a set of boosters made specifically for the tournament series. So if you like top four, everyone gets a booster pack instead of a figure. So then you open up your booster pack and the figures you pull out are figures you can only get from these tournament boosters. However, they still have the super rare busted figures, but now they're even harder to get because they're a chase figure in the tournament-only boosters.
This is making me sad just listening to you say that.
So that's probably what it's going to be for Attack Wing. It's probably going to be when you win an Attack Wing event or come in top four, they give you the booster, and you rip it open and see what figures you get.
Oh, my God!
I mean, it's like, oh, I got this thing. I got an ogre. What's the thing? Here's the thing about Attack Wing. There's all the ground troops.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that some point, maybe not right away, but at some point, a ground army will be the best army in Attack Wing.
Okay.
Because it's a game that's designed to be about flying things, fighting each other in the air, with like ground troop being kind of like a cool support thing. But I have found every time I looked at a game that I was interested in, and I was interested in what the game seemed to be about, it never played out that way.
No.
It was like, oh, you brought three dragons? Idiot. Look at all of my archers. and you're just like...
Look at my archers, Steve.
Yes, look at them. And I have a feeling that's how the game's going to end up playing out. It's going to be like a ground army with no dragons at all. It's just the best army in the game.
Okay, they actually changed the D&D Attack Wing website just recently. So
nice.
From when I posted on the Facebook page complaining.
Nice.
But even still, I'm still complaining about it. No, and because I brought the... we're going to... If you
there's Tiamat and Bahamut.
Yeah. I decided we're gonna review the starter set for D&D on a little special podcast, so you can look for that. And
a starter cert?
Yeah. But I brought the WizKids current D&D stuff.
The icons? Yeah, they
the
look
icons
like
of the realm, if you'd like to take a look at them, Steve.
I've already seen them.
Look at them.
I've seen them
look
already.
Upon their glory.
Did you paint them additionally?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay.
I only did for one, but look upon their assness.
Let me see if I can guess which one you did.
No, yeah. That's this guy right here. You could tell because I haven't matte varnished him yet.
Ugh, he looks so bad.
I knew you were going to say that.
This wasn't painted by a Sri Lankan.
You should probably
put a highlight out of his axe.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on the axe. but no, I bought the Icons of the Realm starter pack. It was far too expensive than what I wanted to pay for it. But the only reason I bought it was because... They match up with the starter set pre-generated characters. So I figured, why not? It's nice. They fit in the box.
Did it highlight his boots?
I didn't. Yeah. I did not. I only repainted him so that his eyes weren't on his forehead as opposed to where they should
his
be.
His eyes aren't on his chest.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this dritz.
It's so bad.
Well, I mean, it is dritz, so.
You love dritz.
Who cares?
But yeah.
He's wielding two katana blades.
But I thought it was kind of cool that they were the pre-generated characters. It's the only real complaint I'm having with D&D right now is the fact of that they teamed up with WizKids. It's like, God damn it, with fucking Wizards, what are you doing?
Well, why spend the money to make your own miniatures when you can charge the license and have someone else take all the
But it's like
all the work.
They give it to one of the worst mini companies ever. I'm not saying they're a bad company because they're actually a pretty good company, but it's just in terms of their product is so bad.
It's mass-produced pre-painted figures.
I know, but it's just bad.
Like, you know what happens when you make better quality pre-painted figures?
No one buys them.
You fold because you rack them.
Because you rack. Oh, that's not fair. I like Rackham.
Nope, Rackham is poop.
Yeah. The but
if they were good, Joe, the free market would have kept them afloat.
Uh-oh, Republican Steve is in the house. he's got the head nod going.
Let me get my copy of Atlas Shrugged and teach you some things.
Atlas pooped.
Ayn Rand, what a coos.
That's so awful. It's like not only the fact that you said that, but it's also the words that you used right there. It like Steve's like turning bright red with silliness right now.
I love it.
I love it so much. That's so good. All right, so what else are we
going
to talk about?
I was turning
this
bright
week?
Red because my grin was going from ear to ear.
Yeah, it really was. What else are we going to talk about this week, Steve?
I don't think we talked about the Poopman enough.
You didn't talk about the Poopman enough? You haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy yet.
So no.
I do have something I want to mention about that, but I can't. It's too big of spoilers, so I'm not going to do that. We'll do it next podcast because that'll give everyone a chance to see the movie.
I probably wouldn't have seen it by then.
What? I thought you said you were going to go see it this weekend.
Not this weekend.
No?
No.
No.
I don't know. I never see movies on opening weekend. Well, not never, but I very much try to avoid seeing movies on opening weekend.
I like how
especially if I think they're going to be popular.
Yeah?
That's the thing.
It wasn't too bad. My only problem is I went and saw it at the local Bruin View, and they normally don't allow kids into the theater, which I'm so happy with. But I guess for this movie, because it's a Marvel movie or whatever, they let like all these fucking prepubescent kids in there, and I'm just like, fuck.
Well, it tells you can look before if it's an all ages show or not.
Mm-hmm. I didn't look, of course, but I was just like, God damn it, I don't want to fucking go to a movie with kids, youths everywhere,
youths.
Yeah, especially teenagers. I hate going to movies with teenagers. They're the worst people in the world.
Also, small children.
Small children usually aren't that bad.
Mm-mm, they're fucking terrible.
Like, wee children, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But I'm talking, like, between 8 and 12, those kids are usually pretty good. They'll sit there and watch the movie.
If they're silent and they're watching the film, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to make this blanket statement.
Oh.
If we're at the movies, if you are silent and watching the film, you're all right. that's it.
I did post the question of just like,
except I did see Joanna Man with one other person in the theater, and it was pretty one of the best movie going experiences of my life.
Yeah,
it really was.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what to tell you there.
It was awesome.
Joanna Man. One of the great underrated films of our generation.
I went into the theater. It was completely empty. I sat down and I'm like, I'm gonna watch fucking Joanna Man. So I had my popcorn, and I was like, all right. And then one dude came in, and like he sits like a couple rows ahead of me. And the movie starts, and like anytime anything happened, he's like, "Oh snap! No, don't do that!" And then at some point, I started shouting at the theater. He was like, "You can't do that! Nobody does that!" And I'm like, "Yeah, nobody does that!" And he's like, "This guy gets it!" Talking to me, and I was like, "This is amazing!" Yeah. And then he and I bounced back off each other while watching Joanna Man for the entirety of the film.
I'm glad you made a friend that day.
It was awesome. I wish I could have it happen again.
In terms of gaming stuff, though, back to the thing.
Did anybody respond to your request for request for topics? Or did
I didn't
just
want
complain?
To request topics. I just wanted to see if they would make sure there was no big news that I was going to be missing. And there was only one person complained, and that's the person who always complains on our Facebook page. Well,
there was multiple people blowing it up.
No, there was. It's just usually James who just sits there and complains about anything because
that's true.
Yeah, you just give him to say like, you know, the Magna Carta. He'll have a complaint about that. But in terms of the actual thing, one thing that I did see that people was Relic Knights. I guess there was some issue going on with once again with that Kickstarter. It's getting shipped now, which is great. But I guess there's
some people still don't have it.
Some people still don't have it. It's a lot of the minis are not that good of quality.
I heard there's some flat faced miniatures in there.
Yeah, I mean,
some of them are broken, etc.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I don't really put it too much on Soda Pop. I put like almost.
Are you saying you're squarely putting the blame on Cool Mini or not?
I'm not squarely putting it. I'm putting like I'll put 75% on Cool Mini on that one.
Ho ho ho.
Plus, you know, the. It's just Kickstarter in general. Like, that's really just, I think it's just an epic failure waiting to happen. Now, there's been so many failures in comparison to the success stories of people. More people complain about it than actually get it. I think the only good one that's really come out that people have been happy with the actual product that they got was the Ogre Kickstarter. But since it took like 3 years to come out,
Ogre,
I think that people were, you know, not happy.
That box is so fucking heavy.
It's such a good box set though. Like literally you open it up. It's a quality set for what you get.
Yeah. But I mean, you're buying a box full of shit. I don't care if the shit's from
it's
the King
shit.
Of England.
It's a good game. You get all the maps, you get all the fucking little tanks and all the chits and everything. It's a great fucking box set.
Ogre's poop. Play some more Munchkin.
Why would you say Ogre's poop? It's a good game.
It's poop. It's a Steve Jackson game. It's garbage.
Okay, we've got to the core of the statement right there.
All Steve Jackson games are garbage.
But yeah,
except for Illuminati. That game died before its time.
I saw someone selling an Illuminati like a Tupperware tub. Not like when I'm saying Tupperware tub, I'm talking like. One of the big, like, Christmas, like, the things that you put your Christmas decorations in, you put it up in the attic and you pull it out, one of those completely filled to the top with Illuminati cards.
That's a lot of Illuminati cards.
It was. I was like, oh, man, I don't know what I would do with all of this. Probably burn it for warmth in the winter, but aside from that.
Well, they released Inwo, like, the complete set, so, like, you just buy those and you have every card in the game.
Yeah. But, yeah, Relic Knights, I don't know what to tell you on that one. I'm sorry, but yeah, I put 75% of that on Cool Mini. If Cool Mini does something through Cool Mini, if Cool Mini is putting out the game, it's going to be awesome and on time. But if someone else is doing something through Cool Mini will find every way possible to screw you on that deal. So be very, very careful. I know I'm still waiting on my Wrath of King stuff, so I'm this close to canceling on it, so just being like,
one up, 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 one up.
I know.
You can't do that on Kickstarter. I drop slime on you.
It's only if you say I don't know.
You did say I don't know.
When's my Wrath of Kings figures coming in? I don't know. Instead of green slime, it's just shit. It's just shit all over the consumer.
Poopman. Now you're a poopman.
Yeah.
No, I've turned into a poopman.
Yeah. I mean, but I still do put blame on Soda Pop Minis mainly because they went through Cool Mini or not. That's a big chunk of it, right?
Well,
they were still
partners at the time.
I did the only thing that made me really laugh.
They were still connected.
Yeah,
at the time.
Yeah,
their wieners were docked into each other.
Yes.
Boop, boop. Space docking,
boop.
Baby. I don't think there
was
any
seal.
I don't think there was any extreme sounding, but there might have been.
There might have been. Someone posted did make me laugh. The new starter box for Infinity, or how great Bushido is, although no one outside the former Cult of Confrontation plays it. I don't even play Bushido. I like the figures. I think it's cool looking, but the game is a mess. It's
Bushido. That's the one with the it's all like the faction, every Asian faction, and there's like two models for each faction, right?
No, there's like
four.
It's actually got a pretty good range. It's just it's low. It's a small range. It's skirmish based.
I think that's the one with the really fat guy in the open kimono, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like that guy, don't you?
I do like that guy.
Yeah. You like it when a model's really fat.
I do.
Yeah.
do.
You put a little dragon tattoo on his belly.
Yes, that's why I like it. Because yeah. You can always do like the cool tattoos. Be
you
like,
do, like do some kanji on the body.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
I learned that word, kanji.
I'll pair him with the really big fat Aptimus Marketh from from Hordes. He's this gigantic fatty who's just on a throne, and he gets carried around. Or Grecius Goldtooth from Ogre Kingdoms.
One of the worst models Games Workshop ever produced.
So bad, but he's Grecius himself is pretty all right.
And Grecius himself, no, he's not. That model's terrible. Oh,
he's so good. He's got the fucking turkey range.
That
turkey
is
leg.
One of the worst ranges ever produced by Games Workshop.
The Ogre Kingdoms, but they got pansy red booties.
Pansy red booties.
How can you hate that?
Oh God, so bad. Every model just looks like clay lumped on clay lumped on clay. It's just
like you like Empire. Your opinion on things is shaky at best.
I like all the figures except for Ogre Kingdoms. I will never collect an Ogre Kingdom army because they're poo. They look like poo.
I never collect an Ogre Kingdom army because it's for a dead game.
Who knows? It could make a comeback. Bretonians, man. Bretonians are going to save that game. Keep telling you.
Sure.
Keep
sure
telling you.
Bretonians are going to save that game by being removed as a playable army.
Oh, speaking of which, I found my first 7th edition, 8th edition hardcover army book in a used bookstore. First one. The game is officially dead. Dead, Steve. Dead.
Oh, because it's a current rule book?
It's a current rule book at a half-price book. So, yeah. It's sad.
It's not sad.
It's so hard.
It's not sad.
To say goodbye. No, it's not sad at all. But I'm just saying it just popped up and I was like, hey, it's a book.
What would you do with the same attitude when you stand up and walk out on me? And then there's like a voice, an older you is narrating your life. And you're like, as I held the book in my hands, I realized that game was truly dead.
in terms of the Infinity Starter Box, like,
and then you go try and bang Winnie in the supply closet.
Yeah. But I never found her attractive at all.
I guess she got really hot.
Nah, not to me at least.
I don't know. I didn't follow it.
But
I'd have still banged Winnie in the supply closet.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't.
Because I'd want to hear my voice narrating it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear my voice narrating it. I want to hear Daniel Stern narrating it. One of the sticky bandits from Home Alone. to a lesser extent, what's this? Richard Dreyfuss.
As we began coupling.
From Stand By Me.
As we began coupling, I realized I'd never felt anything quite as good in my life. And then I literally exploded into Winnie. And then next episode, it's like Winnie's like, I'm teen pregnant.
No! I'm M-preg.
M-preg.
Don't.
Boo-doo-doo. Fucking worst.
Dun.
And then the Fonz shows up. Dun. He just whacks her once in the belly. And he's like, hey!
And then he jumps his motorcycle over the shark. But in terms of the Infinity Box.
Oh, in case anyone missed it, that was a Fonz abortion joke.
Yes.
It was a Fonz abortion joke.
You're hitting all the buttons today.
I'm trying.
So vulgar.
Just full of one vulgarity after another.
I want to get a soundboard for this podcast just so I can press like the button.
As long as it's got whoop and
game classy.
Game.
The Infinity Box set, if it's English,
every other weekend.
If the rules are in English, I might give it a look. But if it's in that weird halfy English that people like, that pidgin English, no way. It's like something written by like a South African.
It does have metal miniatures in the starter set.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No plastic miniatures.
No
rastic.
Infinity.
No rastic. It is straight up metal miniatures in the starter box.
Yeah.
Which is, that's pretty interesting.
You know what box set I really liked recently that came out, but no one's going to play the game, is the Dystopian Wars box set that came out.
I didn't even know that came out.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking Dystopian Wars. It's
stupid. No one plays it. Well, at least out here, no one plays it. But it's actually a really nice box set. It's a little expensive, but it's a nice set.
I've seen people use their figures as alternate 40K armies.
No, not Dystopian Legions. Dystopian Wars. Boat game.
Oh, the Toot Toots.
Yeah.
Should have gone to Toot Toots.
Sorry. The Toot Toot Boat game. But yeah, the figures look fucking great, and it's a great box set, but no one plays that game, so I'm not bothering with it right now.
It's a wise decision.
No one out here plays it anyway. All right, so, and also, I guess just one last thing, if there's nothing else, one person did ask, with Gen Con so close, what's your best worst con experience? This is actually pretty funny, because my worst con experience of all time is the Chicago Wizard World from 2 years ago.
And it was just, it's Chicago Autograph and Boat Show is what I call it, because it has absolutely
the boat show. The boat show.
It has absolutely nothing to do with comic books anymore. It's about how many D-level celebrities can we shove into the Rosemont Convention Center and, like, charge thousands of dollars for autographs. I'm just like, why would anybody pay money, literally pay people money for their autograph? That makes no sense to me.
Because they want their autograph, and that's how you got to get it.
I mean, why? What does that prove? That one time I met a person and I exchanged money to get their signature.
Collecting. You have the collecting bug.
I don't know
how you can understand that.
I do not understand it at all.
Some people look at it as an investment.
But the only reason why they see it as an investment is because someone else will want to pay money down the line for someone's signature.
Right.
Which blows my mind. I don't get it. It's one of those things that I am incapable of understanding. I paid money for an autograph once in my life. Once. And that was for William Shatner.
You still did it, though.
I know. And I felt dirty afterwards doing it. I'm like, why did I do this?
Not as dirty as William Shatner felt when he was jacking off with your cash later.
Oh, he loved it. He was rolling around in it.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't. He has no idea what's going on.
I mean, I'm sure he jacks off into dollar bills, though.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I think he jacks off into the dollar bills and then slats it against the window so the dollars stick to the window.
Yeah, it's like, here's your tip.
Yes. That's the worst Shatner impression I've ever heard. 17, that's a good score.
Listen here, Joe. I know a lot about Shatner.
That was the worst Shatner I've ever heard in my life.
Good. The whole point of doing a Shatner impression is being shitty at it.
Yeah. And then it's like, but it was also $70 a ticket to get into this convention. $70.
What was in the free swag bag?
Nothing. It was the worst convention I've ever been to in my life, and I will refuse to this day to ever pay to go to the Chicago Wizard World. It's not even Chicago Wizard World anymore. It's like just Chicago Comic Con is what it's called. And it is one of the worst conventions I've ever been to. C2E2 is fucking awesome in comparison.
So you said your worst. Now what was your best con experience?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, like, I like conventions in general. So
yeah,
I just
the best one.
It was probably back when Chicago Wizard World was actually a thing, when it was actually run by Wizard Comics. You know, so that's how long ago it was. But they did it was 2007 or 2008 when they did the Dark Knight panel there. And they just – it was out of nowhere. Like, Chicago's not really known for having a lot of celebrities come in and, like, actually do stuff. For the conventions, they mostly go there and charge, like, $8,000 for their signatures. So they had it was, like, out of nowhere. They were just like, hey, we're doing a Dark Knight panel. Come in and, you know, you could, you know, just get your ticket and you could go to the panel. So we went and we did it. And out of nowhere, because this is while they were filming it, Gary Oldman, like the entire cast from The Dark Knight, with the exception of Heath Ledger, was there. This is before he died, so. But the entire cast was there, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced in my life, because it was unexpected and sudden. It was just, like, out of nowhere, and that was, like, one of my favorite experiences of all time. I also saw Trisha Helfer from Battlestar Galactica. She was 6 from Battlestar Galactica, the blonde.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, she was there. Got to see her.
God
just.
Damn, that show was a huge disappointment.
The last two seasons were terrible. Terrible.
They got worse in order.
They're one of the few shows that actually went from great first and second season to a terrible third and fourth season. Most sci-fi shows are the exact opposite. Their first two seasons are ass, and then they get amazing the third and fourth year. With the exception of The X-Files. That show just plateaued right at episode 1 and just kept going straight up.
Stayed at the top, baby.
Stayed at the top.
All right.
Except for that mythical, you know, 8th and 9th season that never existed.
Dude, but that's got fucking The Terminator.
They're just terrible.
You seen this, boy?
I hate that series. I hate those episodes.
Really? I didn't think they were that bad.
So what was your...
It's been forever since I've seen that. I gotta watch The X-Files.
Oh, yeah. It's worth rewatching. What was your worst convention?
My worst convention? Probably Adepticon.
Adepticon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I never think of Adepticon as being that bad. You don't have to pay to get in. You just kind of wander around. I mean, like, there's been conventions that I've paid to get into that have been terrible.
Yeah, I guess it's not. That's not a really a fair, like, convention thing. It's more of a, it's a series of tournaments. I wouldn't really call that a convention.
Yeah.
All right, so my worst convention. Fuck. I just don't go to that many conventions.
I go to a shit ton of conventions,
like,
so.
C2E2 I do, but I like C2E2. That's good.
C2E2 is fucking fantastic.
Gen Con I do, but I like Gen Con in general. Oh, you know what? I'm going to give Gen Con my worst because they still somehow have not made True Dungeon big enough for more than six people to play. Because, I mean, I'd like to do True Dungeon someday.
But it's just you, it's...
It's sold out immediately.
I just don't, you just don't have the effort to sit there and, like, go...
I can't. I tried doing that one year, and I did not get it. I was too slow doing it at the very moment of sale on the ticket. I was too slow to buy it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was like, fuck. I was like, I guess I lost.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to Gen Con this year. This is still like a last minute thing. It's like not next week, but the weekend after.
If you do, I need you to pick me up the exclusive Lord of the Rings LCG pack.
Okay, I will.
They're having for...
I will do that for you, Steve.
I need it. I mean, I could buy it later as the preprint, but like you could have it now. It'll be handy.
Yeah. But I was looking online, and I was like, oh, I could go to a Roach Motel for like $40. This is awesome. I'll just do that.
Sweet.
Sweet!
You come back with some sort of bacterial infection.
Oh, yeah. Some staph infection on my wiener.
And then my best tournament, or best tournament.
Best tournament.
My best convention. Probably, I'd say as a whole of like a convention, C2E2 is pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, I never had an issue with C2E2 ever.
I don't know. I guess I never really had a bad, like I was just trolling with Adepticon. Like I don't fucking care. I've never actually had a really bad con experience, but I only go to three. If Adepticon, yeah. Gen Con, and C2E2. So
yeah.
I did actually, you know, take it back. I went to Wizard World 1 year, but it was so shitty. I think we went in 2009. What was the last year we went to Wizard World? Was it 2009?
No.
I was going to say
Wizard World?
Yeah, the Chicago one.
Oh, shit. It was before we went to Disney, so it was before
2008. Okay. So, because we actually did Wizard World every year.
Yeah.
And then one year we went, it was the first year, it was really shitty. We just never went back.
Yeah.
We're just like, nope, not doing this anymore.
When I used to go, I've gone every year to Wizard World from the year 2000 to now. And it was great. And then it dipped. You know, when all comic books kind of dipped out in the early 2000s, like 2003 to like 2006, it kind of like dipped down in quality. But then it like picked up again. And then it just like turned into this awful, awful show of Autograph and Boat Show.
Yeah.
And I'm not paying $70 to go into that convention just to...
But what if David Schwimmer gave you a handy?
Ross? Maybe. He does have effeminate hands.
All right, I'll give you a hand job. But I've seen like half of an episode of Friends once. I always hated it.
You know, and my big complaint about Gen Con in total is the fact that it's...
Not long enough?
It's not long enough. No, my bigger problem with Gen Con is that... this sounds so fucking hipster of me.
Well, you're a gigantic hipster, so fire away.
It's that it's so uber popular right now that a lot of the stuff that I want to do, I can't do. Like, for example, like, I can't... And this is just me. Like, I can't walk up and do something. Like... Oh yeah,
you got to pay for that shit in advance.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so if I get that, like, I would like the opportunity to go and like see like something and be like, oh shit, that looks really cool. I'd like to do that. And so, you know, I could go and buy my ticket and go do that. But no, you have to plan for that shit months in advance. Like, you can't just be like,
even the BattleTech pods, those things run 24/7. And yeah. Like, I was like, oh, let's go check the line for the BattleTech pods. And then like, I'm like, this line isn't really moving. And like, I was talking to someone in the thing, and they're like, oh yeah, we're all camped out here because these guys have like 2 hours left. And then, like, we have four. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, are you shitting me? Like, I'm like, so how do we get tickets for this thing? And they're like, oh, no, it's sold out.
It's sold out, yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, like, I give it tournaments, yes. Tournaments you want to have ahead of time so you know who's playing and what's going on and stuff like that. But there's stuff like...
Tournaments.
Even, like, open play stuff sells out immediately. You can't do anything with that. I'm just like, God damn it.
Well, maybe you should play some card games because there's always more space at card game tournaments.
Ugh.
Ugh. I know you're not good enough to play card games, Shogun.
Play some Dice Masters.
Ooh, Dice Masters.
Wait, hold on.
That's not even funny to joke about.
So Storm did something.
I don't know what it does.
I have two lightning bolts, and I have a picture of Storm's head. What does that mean?
Cross-reference your character card and see what it says.
miserable. But yeah, so if you go to Gen Con, I'll probably walk around with the game with my Planet Arbitrary t-shirt. If you see me, just say hi.
He's the guy who looks like a big walking dick.
Well, I look like a penis. So yeah, I have I'm about 6 foot tall, weigh about 230, have a full beard.
Creepy ginger.
Dark rimmed glasses, so I will look like every person at that fucking convention. And maybe I'll have a Naruto headband on.
A Naruto. Are you a Naruto? Dude, that's the best. Joe did that at Anime Central. He was there, and he asked every single person he saw in cosplay if they were a Naruto. But he didn't say if they're Naruto. He said, huh, I like your costume. What are you, a Naruto? And he'd say, a Naruto. And apparently people got buttered.
I was at Gen Con 1 year when there was a great group of cosplayers who were cosplaying as Robin Hood and his merry men from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, nice. We are men
in tights. Tights.
All right, cool.
Tights. We roam around the forest looking for fights.
Fucking.
We're Jews.
What the hell's that, guy named?
Mel Brooks. Yeah.
Mel Brooks sucks.
What the? Why the fuck would you even say that?
Because it's true.
What? I'm not even gonna counter that idiotic statement that you just said.
What? Mel Brooks sucks? The completely factual statement that Frankenstein is a terrible movie?
We're not even gonna get into it because you obviously have the dumbest taste ever. And I'm not even gonna say bad taste. You have the dumbest taste ever. But aside from that, but there was the group who did that, and there was a fucking idiot kid who was in the picture that I took of this group. Dressed as in the full Naruto outfit. I'm like, where the fuck is this guy in this picture?
I'm really glad that he ruined that picture for you.
He did. He ruined it, and he made it poopy. All right.
Except Robin Hood Men in Tights is a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
But everything else, garbage.
Okay.
Spaceballs.
Sure.
Garbage.
Sure.
You actually like Spaceballs?
Yes, I do. It's an amazing movie.
The movie's not funny.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. Okay. Okay, Steve. All right. We will... You are absolutely right.
New York Jew humor.
So go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy.
You can also follow me at Mel Brooks Sucks.
Sure.
And there's many pictures of Mel Brooks in compromising Photoshop positions.
Yes. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet I'm sorry. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/game_classy. Just follow the list of people bitching about The Hobbit for some odd reason or
another.
And
Star Trek.
And Star Trek.
And cartoon shows. And actually everything.
Yes. It's just all complaining about stuff. I think I'm just going to start deleting complaints.
Then our Facebook page will be empty.
Yeah. I just would like to see how people would react if they said something and I just deleted it and just didn't comment on it. Just deleted it and see what they would say. What do you think would happen?
I think I'm going to respond to everything with Mel Brooks sucks now.
Okay. I'm just going to respond to things like I normally do. Your opinion is irrelevant because you don't like The Hobbit. Okay. Also, listen to PlayOn?
No, it's the Pat's Retro Video Game Review Podcast.
Is it? I thought it was PlayOn.
Patrick's Retro Video Game Review Mel Brooks Sucks Podcast.
Where do you get this Mel Brooks sucks from? I mean, seriously, you're just saying it to troll. I know you are.
I genuinely don't like Mel Brooks. I don't think his work is good. Except for Robin Hood Men in Tights. That movie's pretty damn
good.
Which is
arguably one of his weaker movies. Not weakest. I mean, that's definitely Dracula Dead and Loving It. But that movie's just awful. But, I mean, he's considered a classic. Like, all of his comedies are considered classics. I know you're giving a shrug. I wouldn't say it necessarily sucks if you don't like it, but I don't know.
I think it sucks. I think, majority of it sucks.
Also, stay tuned for
fucking Spaceballs. I tried watching Spaceballs recently. I'm like, man, this is actually really, really bad. And if you like Mel Brooks so much, you should tell me how good the Spaceballs animated series is.
Oh, that's awful. That's almost as bad as Dracula Dead and Loving It. Almost.
Hey, we totally forgot to thank our sponsors this week, the Northampton Wargamers. You could visit them at www.facebook.com/NorthamptonWargamers. Stay tuned for our review of the D&D starter set rulebooks and
the
all that fun
great
stuff.
Leslie Nielsen died for that film.
He did. No, he died for Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo. He died because he made Mr. Magoo. I said Mr. Magoo.
I know, I heard.
I wanted to say Magoo.
Mr. Naboo.
Mr. Naboo. I was thinking back by the lake on Naboo.
I hate sand.
Of course. Gets and everything.
All right, so Steve.
He really should have picked at his balls at that point. It's like, man, I know I'm retreading ground, but I'm really like, it seemed like a really missed opportunity.
All right, Steve. So until next time.
I don't know. You took my joke.
I'm sorry.
Game classy.